Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 305. Hello, I'm Dr. Neil, and welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions related to fitness, diet, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines. I want this to be a place where you can come to hear the truth. My background is in nutrition, exercise science, and I have my doctorate degree in public health. And I'm also the chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences and assistant professor at Bastyr University in San Diego, California. This is my favorite part of the week. I love answering your questions. So if you want to send one in, it's like basically getting a consultation for free. It's really easy. Just come by oldpodcast.com and look for the bar along the side of the page that says Ask a Health Question. If you click on that, you can record a message straight from your computer's microphone or from a phone if you use the app. What's great is you can do multiple takes, and once you're happy with it, you submit it to us. If you like to do things the old-fashioned way, you can, of course, call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. So either that or visit oldpodcast.com, send in your question. You'll make me very happy. Plus, as a bonus, you'll be in small special raffles to win books from us. So let's jump right in. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I have a question about fruit. Specifically, I know that you're always saying don't worry about how much you eat, but what if I'm eating over 10 servings a day? It's my favorite food, and I love all types of fruit, and I've been going kind of crazy on it, but I think that it's been negatively impacting my waistline, so I'd love to hear your thoughts about, is there such thing as too much fruit? And if so, what are some better alternative. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, caller. I want to quote Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld here. There was a modeling agent that told him that he looks very lean, and here was his response. Quote, "You know, I try to take care of myself. I watch what I eat. Just recently, I cut out fructose." End quote. Was Kramer onto something? Remember that fructose is the main sugar found in fruit. So by eating 10 servings a day of fruit, are you hindering your weight loss goals? Now, I remember one of my patients was also a big fan of fruit. As I do with all of those I counsel, I asked this person to tell me about the types and quantities of foods they commonly consume. In response, he reached into his lunch bag and proudly pulled out a large plastic container full of chopped fruit. I would guesstimate the container held at least 7 cups of chopped fruit. I said, "Okay, so how long does it take you to finish that fruit?" Thinking maybe a couple of days, a week, or something like that, his response, quote, "Oh, this is done by mid-morning." I then had to explain why his fruit consumption may be a bit much. I'll share some of that with you here. So you are correct. Most people don't really need to worry about consuming too much fruit each day. That's because many simply don't consume enough. Most health agencies agree that adults should consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. But because of how this recommendation is worded, this can lead to some confusion. Again, I'm going to repeat this. The recommendation is consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. The key words being combined and don't forget about vegetables. For example, if you ate 3 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetables today, you would meet this recommendation. 3 servings of fruit plus 2 servings of vegetables equals 5 servings total. Or, theoretically, you could consume 4 servings of fruit and 1 serving of vegetables and still meet this recommendation. 4 plus 1 equals 5. So while I like the spirit behind this suggestion, you can see it's easy to misinterpret. In your case, because you're consuming 10 servings of fruit each day, you are definitely exceeding this recommendation, but only in the fruit department. So one concern I have is that by consuming so much fruit, it may be replacing other foods in your diet, like vegetables. At this point, you may be wondering, well, fruit is full of important nutrients too, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yes, fruit is full of important vitamins and minerals, but they are found in different quantities when compared to vegetables. You've heard me say this phrase before, everything in moderation. And fruit, and vegetables for that matter, are no exception. This is because when we strive for balance and variety in our diets, the nutrients in each food tend to complement each other. We are less likely to get too much of one nutrient and too little of another. The other concern I have is something you brought up in your question, caller. The fact that consuming this quantity of fruit may be holding you back when it comes to weight management. This is because the body processes fructose, the main sugar in fruit as I mentioned earlier, differently. The body can actually convert fructose to fat very easily. Now, if you're consuming whole fruit, you will get some dietary fiber along with that fructose. The good news is the dietary fiber will help slow down the body's absorption of fructose, hopefully making it less likely to be converted to fat. But if you're consuming 10 or more servings of fruit each day, chances are, even with all of that fiber, your body is still getting lots of fructose, making it more likely that some of that fruit sugar is being converted to fat. So yes, it is possible that by consuming 10 or more servings of fruit each day, it could be making it harder for you to manage your weight. Now, I keep saying 10 servings or one serving. What is one serving of fruit anyway? Well, because fruit comes in all shapes and sizes, it's a bit of a challenge to define one serving for all fruit. So I'll give you some general rules to help you along. Starting with round fruits like oranges, apples, peaches, nectarines, etc. If the piece of fruit is about the size of your fist, then that counts as one serving. So if you ate the whole apple or orange or peach and it's the size of your fist, you would have consumed about one serving of fruit. When it comes to chopped fruit or smaller berries like blueberries, about half a cup would be one serving. When it comes to strawberries, about 12 whole strawberries would be one serving. When it comes to frozen fruit, about half a cup would be one serving as well. If you're consuming dried fruit like dried apricots or raisins, about a quarter of a cup would be one serving. This is because dried fruit has much of the water content removed. This means that dried fruit is a more concentrated fruit source, so you can consume less and get about the same quantity of nutrients. And lastly, my least preferred form of fruit, fruit juices. 1/2 cup counts as one serving. The reason I'm not a big fan of fruit juice is that it is the most concentrated form of fructose. This means the body can easily absorb it, which increases the likelihood it will get converted to fat. When it comes to fruit alternatives, there aren't a whole lot of options, unfortunately. I would say consuming whole, fresh, or frozen fruit is the best. Again, this is because by eating the whole fruit, you will get all of that fiber too, which will hopefully slow down the body's absorption of that fructose. I would also recommend cutting back on your fruit intake, and you can do this slowly. Consider, for example, replacing some of that fruit with vegetables that pair well with fruit. For example, mango with red bell pepper, red onion, and avocado go really nicely together. This is basically the foundation of a mango salsa recipe. So by mixing and matching like this, by incorporating more vegetables with your fruit, you will decrease some of that fruit consumption and increase your vegetable consumption without sacrificing taste. So was Kramer right? By cutting out all fructose, is that how he stayed lean? Not necessarily. I would say you can cut back on your fructose from 10 servings, ideally maybe down to closer to 5, and still be lean. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, caller. And one last time, really quickly, if you want to be on the show and be entered into the raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your question. Or you can call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening and sending in your questions. Thank you for subscribing and sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend. I will see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.